Water baptism brings you under the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ. If you don't do it correctly, the demons know you have not done it correctly. Satan knows you have not done it correctly. Satan knows correct water baptism. His reverend doctors that don't know it. I'm telling you now, it is not by fasting. See, there is no, before you go for fasting, before you go for deliverance, settle the problem that brought that thing to you first. And that thing was settled on the cross of Calvary. The power that Satan has over us was because of what happened in the Garden of Eden. It was settled on the cross of Calvary. Unless you identify with it, any deliverance you go is only a momentary deliverance. When we say this thing, I am not saying it to make you be my church member. Everybody cannot be a member of this church. You are watching me now all over the world. Well, how are you relating with me? We are here to preach the gospel. The children of God, wherever they are, hear it. Listen to what we are telling you. I'm telling you this thing. Listen, when somebody is hearing you now, sister from Romania, I believe she's watching us now. Living in Germany. Oyibo. She called me and she said, she wants to be baptized, correct baptism. She said, how come all these priests here don't know this thing you are teaching? That's what I'm telling you. Now she was asking me, and to tell you that is a seed of God. To tell you that is a seed of God. She was now asking me that how she's worried, how will she receive correct baptism? Because none of the people around here teach it. That is a seed of God. I say that is a seed of God. I now ask her, which city do you live in Germany? Then she now says she lives in so-so city very close to München. Why would she mention München to me on phone yesterday? And I told her, that next weekend I will be in München in Germany. Next weekend. And she shouted. Oh, so she will have opportunity to be baptized. I said, come there, I will baptize you. I am trying to tell you, is it to be my church member? No. Listen, sister, that demon will never leave you. You will continue to battle, unless the mercy of God just comes upon you. Just the mercy of God. There is a spiritual law. The thing that made Satan to come and take over mankind is a law he exploited. And by another law, his power over us was broken. That is why we are Christians. Go and get correct water baptism before you go for family deliverance. Before you go for any form of deliverance. If not, all your dry fasting in whichever church you go to, you are just punishing yourself for nothing. There is a law to follow. Okay. Just saying that because somebody may be in the same shoe like that sister who called from Kogi. Amen. Who is anybody here? Today is your first time coming here. Wave your hand. Let me see you. Oh, I'm sorry. I was not talking like if everybody here, you have been coming here. Why I'm saying so is that not so many churches baptize wrongly. That's why. And that when you come here, you hear us, go and correct it. Do the correct one. There is baptism according to the Bible. And there is baptism according to your church. If your church is not baptizing according to the Bible, God brought you here to correct it. And I have mentioned the churches several times. When I mentioned, they vex with me. Why are you calling the names of church? Why will I not call the name of church? How will you escape from their error? If you don't know where the error is. Are we doing politics or we are worshipping God? Are we doing business that you think I'm spoiling somebody's market? I'm not spoiling, except church in a business. Then you can say, why am I spoiling somebody's market? Why they use my own market, they spoil another person's market? Now business will they do? Amen. I'm preaching truth. If you are coming for the first time, stand up. Let me tell you whether your own church is baptizing correctly or not. Today is your first time. If you don't know the truth, if you don't follow the truth, you are finished. Which church, sir?
Catholic. Eh? Catholic.
Eh?
Catholic.
Please, Catholic baptizes wrongly. They do infant baptism. It's wrong.
Holy Ghost baptism.
I'm not talking about Holy Ghost baptism. Pope, they speak in tongues.
I'm speaking in tongues also. I'm a charismatic. We used to do baptism in the spirit. In the charismatic.
Anyway, I'm not talking about Holy Ghost baptism. I'm talking about water baptism.
Okay.
In charismatic, how do you baptize?
At the Pentecost time.
Eh?
Pentecost day.
As Pentecost day?
Yeah.
Water baptism on Pentecost day. How did they baptize?
Holy Ghost baptism.
Eh?
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Baptism in the Holy Spirit.
I'm talking about water baptism, not baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
Have you done your water baptism?
Yes, of course.
Eh?
Yes, I did.
You baptized water baptism.
Yes.
How were you baptized?
Then I was child then.
Eh?
My childhood.
As a child.
Yeah.
That's how you baptize.
Yeah.
You better, now you are a man, better go and baptize. It was wrong baptism. So every Catholic, please sit down. If you are from Catholic, thank you. Thank you. Now the same thing. Catholic, you baptize wrongly. I'm sorry. I'm calling the name of your church. What of you?
Methodist.
Eh?
Methodist.
Methodist. Wrong baptism. Methodist baptizes methodically wrong. See them. Their method is wrong, though they are Methodist. Yes?
Baptist.
Eh?
Baptist church.
Baptist. They baptize wrongly, though they baptize.
God's own favorite prophetic ministry.
I'm sorry, I don't know it.
It's from Port Harcourt.
From Port Harcourt.
Yes.
God bless you. I don't know it. Sit down. What of you? Any Methodist, sit down. Any Baptist, sit down. Eh?
UEC.
Eh?
United Evangelical Church.
United Evangelical Church. I don't know it. I don't know it.
Yes, I'm a Muslim person.
You're a Muslim?
I'm from a Muslim background.
So why are you here?
I never baptized before.
You say what?
I say I believe in the church. That is why I come.
You believe in what?
I believe in your church.
In church?
This
you
church.
Believe in the church?
This church.
You believe in this church?
That's
why you came here.
Yes.
Praise God. Is it your first time or coming?
First time.
Your first time?
Yes.
How did you know about this church? Oh, it's your convert.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
You are bringing him to church instead of bringing him to Christ.
No, sir. He came to me that last one that I should take him
I will
to.
I would have been jumping now if he say, I believe in the Lord Jesus. I would have been jumping.
Sir,
but when he say, I believe in this church, I knew that the thing had come.
He has not been in a place like this before, so he has to start from somewhere.
Yeah, yes, but something brought him here.
Yes.
And it should be the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So let's preach Jesus and not church.
Okay, sir.
Eh? Yes. Let's preach Jesus and not church. Today you will receive Jesus.
Amen.
So that you won't be looking at church. You'll be looking at Christ. Because if you come one day and this church is no more, they say, oh, no church again. Then you go back to mosque. Amen. Today, in fact, stand up. John Paul. Carry him. You and him. You came together. Follow. Carry and go. In fact, mount two prophets on him. Until you see the difference between us and them. Today. You'll be baptized today. Let's clap our hands now for our God.
Any other Alpha here? What of you? Yes? Which church, sir?
I'm an Anglican.
Oh, they baptized wrongly, sir. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
I will explain it. I will explain. Thank you, sir.
When I was six.
Eh?
When I was six.
6 years?
Yes. Confirmed around 20.
And you are confirmed at 20.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Sit down, sir. Amen. Sir, you were confirmed as a communicant.
Yes.
As not the body of Christ.
This body of Christ.
How were you confirmed? Who confirmed you? How were you confirmed?
Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
No, you say you were baptized at the age of 6.
Yes.
Then at the age of 20, you were confirmed.
Yes.
Confirmed what?
As an Anglican member.
That's why I say you were confirmed as an Anglican member.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Not as a member of the body of Christ.
It's mentioned when you have been confirmed.
Eh?
So many things have been mentioned when you have been confirmed. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say, I confirm you.
Yes.
To be a member of the Anglican Church.
Communion, yes.
Anglican communion.
Yes.
That is the community of Anglican faith.
But at the same time, Jesus' name is being mentioned.
Yeah, of course. When we eat, there are evil prostitutes these days. They negotiate in the name of Jesus. That is not the problem. I find it very difficult to speak to people like you because you are aged and you are supposed to be very grounded in what you believe. A small boy like me will come to rubbish your faith. No. Lie. Can never talk to you like that. But sir, you have not yet been confirmed.
Okay.
You can be confirmed to be a member of a church. But to be confirmed as a member of the body of Christ is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. That is what Apostle Paul, he said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed, confirmed, sealed unto the day of redemption. Why? Screen again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. To be a member of the body of Christ. That is why he says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. By one Spirit you come into the body of Christ. That seals your faith. He said, come to me, all ye that labor, heavy laden, labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When you come to Christ, you give your life to Christ, you have responded to the call, then he confirms your response by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are not a Christian because you answer altar call. You are answering altar call so that you will become a Christian. And some of us go to the altar and we don't wait for Christ to receive us and we take off and go. And then tell everybody, I'm born again, I'm born again, I'm born again. You are not born again because you answered an altar call. You are born again because you answered the altar call and Christ received you. And the evidence that he received you is that he will give you his Spirit. Because, can we see again another scripture? Romans chapter 8 verse 9. Romans chapter 8 verse 9. Listen to the way Apostle Paul put it there. He said, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. It shall be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. The next statement. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You are a Christian because the Spirit of Christ is in you. You bear the name of your Father. He's your Father because his blood is in you. If the Father's blood is not in you, you cannot say he's your Father. You cannot say you are a Christian until the Spirit of Christ is in you. And that Spirit is the confirmation, and that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But that is Not what we are talking about. We are talking about water baptism for today. For today. Water baptism. Water baptism. So that you can, because daddy, you are of age. Sir, make sure that your Christian life, that you have all these years from the age of 6, be following, make sure it is crowned with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Sir, he will visit you.
Thank you.
Pray that he will give you the Holy Ghost. Okay, what of you? Which church?
Redeemed church.
Redeemed. Redeemed baptizes wrongly.
I had my water baptism by mansion.
Where?
In Trim.
Trim, they baptized wrongly. Sit down. What of you?
Presently, I'm.
Eh?
Presently, I'm with Redeem. Can I still baptize there?
You, that is same papa, mama. They are sisters. They baptized wrongly. Yes? Next person. Yes?
Praise the Lord. I baptized in the age of 10.
We are.
Sabbath.
Sabbath. They baptized wrongly. Who again?
I baptized in Deeper Life Church.
Deeper Life baptizes wrongly. Hey, somebody will say, hey. Pastor Kumuyi.
I baptized Christ Choosing Church.
Christ Choosing Church. I don't know how they do their own.
They will put you inside the water and bring you out.
That's all. Yes. Now the same thing that they do. Sit down. They are wrong.
Christian Gospel Church.
Christian Gospel Church. I'm sorry, I don't know them. I don't know how they do their own. Just sit down. You will know. What of you, sir? Redeem. I've said it now. If you are from Redeem, sit down. You are wrong. If you are from Trem, sit down. Yes?
I baptized in the Apostolic Church.
They baptized wrongly. You come.
I'm a new convert in the MFM. I've not even been baptized.
You never baptized at all?
No.
Your case is easier. Sit down, sir.
Baptist.
Your case is easier. Baptist. Because the rest, they will argue with me. You will not argue with me. Deeper Life is going to argue with me now. In fact, they are fighting me now in their hearts. Redeemed, they are busy fighting me now. In their hearts. So your own is easier. Make sure you baptize though. Have you given your life to Christ? Eh? You gave your life to Christ?
Yes, yes.
Which church do you attend?
MFM.
MFM?
Yeah.
MFM baptizes wrongly. If you are MFM, sit down. If you are from MFM. Why have you not baptized since you gave your life to Christ?
I'm a new convert.
Where?
A new convert.
But how long have you been there?
For about 4 months now.
4 months and you are still new. On the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, that same day that they believed, that same day, 3,000 people baptized. Philip with the Ethiopian eunuch, as soon as they saw water, the Ethiopian eunuch asked Peter, Philip, there is water, what stops me from being baptized? Then Philip said, you have to go through beginner's class. You have to go through baptismal school. He said, if you believe. And the man said, I believe. He said, oh yeah, come down.
At once.
That's part of the error we are talking about. Better baptize today. It's God that brought you here. What of you?
Hello. I did my own in Four Square Church of Nigeria.
They baptized wrongly.
Jehovah Witness.
Did they baptize?
Baptist,
I said they baptized wrongly. Jehovah Witness, did they baptize? Yes?
I'm a member of Our Lord Miracle Church.
Who?
Our Lord Miracle.
I don't
it's
know.
It's a new church.
I don't know it. Before you went there, which church were you going to?
I was a member of Catholic.
Catholic?
Yes, sir.
So when you came to Our Lord Miracle Church, you baptized?
No, sir.
So you are going to Catholic Church? You are what?
I'm here to baptize.
You are here to baptize?
Yes, sir.
Why not Our Lord Miracle Church? Why didn't you baptize there? Thank God there is a place you can go for baptism. Yes? Sit down. Yes, mommy?
So I baptized in a New Generation Bible Church, Kano.
I don't know.
By immersion.
By immersion.
By immersion.
Yes.
Elemobo.
Bishop Elemobo.
Wrong baptism. You.
I was baptized in Presbyterian Church.
Wrong baptism.
From Deeper Life.
I don't talk about that. Deeper Life baptizes wrongly. You baptize? Deeper Life.
Yes.
Deeper Life baptized in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You don't even know how you baptize. I say you don't even know how you baptize.
I was immersed into the water and brought out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Deeper Life will never baptize you like that. You don't even know how you baptize. See, the matter of water baptism is not a thing you gamble with. Please, is there any other Deeper Life person here that baptized that remember how you baptize? Any other Deeper Life? How did you baptize?
Immersion. They dumped. I was deep inside the water, and I was raised up again.
In which name?
In the name of Jesus.
Deeper Life. Deeper Life baptized in the name of Jesus. I have your handout. I don't stand and talk publicly when I know I can be challenged. Before I speak, I am not a gossip, and I don't speak on hearsay. Before I stand here and say anything, I have confirmed it. Now let me tell you something. Why? Let these people sit down first, and they come to you.
Christian Gospel Church, Olu George. The Church of Olu George.
Which one, the Olu Church again?
The name of the church is Christian Gospel Church, but the owner is Olu George.
The owner of the church.
It's Olu George.
The
yes.
owner is not Jesus. It's Olu.
No, the
okay.
So that you
okay.
know
I don't know it. I don't know it. Please sit down. Thank you. What of you?
Praise the Lord. Living Faith Chapel, a.k.a. Winners.
A.k.a. Winners. They baptized wrongly. Very, very wrongly. Yes?
Yeah, I'm a Muslim.
You are a Muslim? Mm. Are you coming here for the first time?
Yeah, the third time.
Sorry.
My neighbor brought me here.
And what did you come here to do?
I came for prayer now.
She came for prayers. Your neighbor did not tell you about you giving your life to Christ?
Me.
So you go to church for prayers, then on Friday you go to the mosque? Amen. Okay, God bless you. One day God will catch you. Will catch you everywhere. We were all there. I come from a Muslim family too. Yes?
Christ Embassy.
Christ Embassy baptizes correctly. She do like this. Yes? Finish. Thank you very much. Sister, why I say so? Listen, there is a doctrine of Trinity. Three persons in one God. And every Trinitarian church, every Trinitarian church baptizes in obedience to Matthew 28 verse 19. They will take you to the water and then they will tell you, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and put you inside the water and bring you up. Is that not how you were baptized?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes, that is how you were baptized. They took you inside the water because the Bible in Matthew 28 verse 19 says we should go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So, all the churches, after you have spent a number of months or years in baptismal class, they take you inside the water according to Matthew 28 verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and put you inside the water and bring you out. Is that not how you were baptized?
Yes.
Yes, but that was wrong. That's why I say you were wrong. Amen. Listen, Matthew 28 verse to start with, infant baptism is wrong. Infant baptism is wrong because the formula for water baptism is given to us in Acts chapter 2 verse 38. If you are going to come to Christ, on the day of Pentecost, Apostle Peter preached. And the Bible says, they were pricked in their heart. What was he preaching about? He was preaching about grace that came through Jesus Christ, nullifying the law. He was telling them about God's salvation through Jesus Christ. I was telling them how that out of ignorance, they went and crucified the Son of God, through whom salvation has come. The Bible says, when they had this, can we screen it? Acts chapter 2, verse 36, 37, 38. Therefore, this was the conclusion of his sermon on that day. He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. 37. Now, when they heard all the message, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And everywhere you go and preach the gospel, the next question is, what shall I do? Verse 38. This is the formula for repentance, for your salvation. Number one, he said, repent. Then Peter said unto them, repent. Don't go for water baptism until you have repented. And be baptized. Now listen, first and foremost, repent. Has that little child heard the gospel? Has he repented? So infant baptism is wrong. Leave the child to grow and make a decision whether to follow Islam, Hindu, or Buddhist. Then, amen. All this idea about Godfather, Godmother is unscriptural. Let no man take the place of Jesus. The Bible says there's one mediator between God and man. Who is the one? The man, Jesus. So, all this idea about Godmother, Godfather for water baptism is unscriptural. Then, now, this is where we are going. And then after repentance, he said, and be baptized. Baptized there is immersed. To immerse yourself, let the water cover you. So, if somebody sprinkles water on you, has he immersed you in the water? No, so sprinkling is wrong. The water must cover you because what is baptism is you identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Repentance is death. Burial is the water baptism by immersion covering you. And you come out because he too on the third day he came out. We have the hope of resurrection. I am telling you now the deep things of salvation that has been covered by error. That is the doctrine of justification. So, water baptism is by immersion. But Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, go and baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Peter was there. Peter received that commandment. But on the day of Pentecost, Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, which you have repented from. Now, if Peter said baptize in the name of Jesus, it simply means the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, that name is Jesus. And every baptism in the Bible was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Search the Bible, the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is the name of the Father, according to the Bible. The Holy Ghost is also coming in the name of the Son. Catch it again. The name of the Son is the name of the Father. One scripture, John chapter 5, verse 43. He said, I come in my Father's name. Jesus was saying that his name, I come in my Father's name, you will not receive me. If another come in his name, him you will receive. So if Jesus said, I come in my Father's name, it simply means the name that he bears, Jesus, is the name of his Father. Now, the Holy Ghost, according to John chapter 14, verse 26, John 14, 26, he said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which the Father will send in my name. If the Father is going to send the Holy Ghost in the name of the Son, it means the Holy Ghost, the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. And the name of the Son is Jesus. And the name of the Father is Jesus. That is why every baptism in the New Testament was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Sister, you hear me? Correct water baptism is to take you to the water. Is to take you to the water. And the minister that is baptizing you will say, according to Matthew 28, verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus and put you inside the water and bring you out. He has baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. There is a difference between Father and Son and Jesus. Jesus is the name. Son is the title. Every son has a name. Every father has a name. So if you say baptize in the name of the Father, it means the Father has a name. And of the Son, it's not telling you go and repeat Matthew 28 verse 19. It's expecting you to know the name of the Son. And the interesting thing is, there is one name that is given for redemption, for salvation, among whereby men should be saved. The Bible says so. What is the name for salvation?
Jesus Christ.
That is the name of God. God has many plenty names. But he chooses to bear the name reflecting what he is doing at any given time. For now, he is in the process of salvation. He is saving now. And Jesus is the Greek name for the Hebrew name Yeshua. Or we call it Joshua. Which means Jehovah saves. He is saving now. And the name he is using for the purpose of salvation is Jesus. That is why at the mention of that name, every knee bows. Because of things in heaven, on earth and beneath the earth. The name that every knee in heaven will bow must be the name of God. Praise the Lord. That is the name that he gave us to cast out devils. Whatever we do it in that name. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. Can we screen it? This is the way Apostle Paul put it. And whatsoever you do in word or deeds, anything you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Go to Luke chapter 24. Verse 47. Water baptism is for remission of your sins. The sin that reduces us to what we are, that is what water baptism does. And this is what he spoke. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now, don't be surprised that that name is rejected by some people in water baptism. Open John chapter 1, verse 11, verse 12. See, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God. Even, that is where I am going, even to them that believe on his name. You can't say you are saved and where you are supposed to take his name, you reject it. Praise the Lord. That name Jesus is the name of your maker. There is a difference between the man Jesus and the name Jesus. The man Jesus, hallelujah, is the Lamb of God, the body that God created so that he can step into time to fulfill the law of the kinsman redeemer. But because God chose that man, the Bible says, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Because he's doing redemption in that man, he came and incubated that man, so he placed his name there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm saying so because the church you come from, they believe they know Bible more than anybody. But I'm telling you, you have not gone deep enough to this level, though you are deep alive.